songbirds have been in decline for decades, and it's becoming clear that climate change is a factor. Now scientists are finding that old-growth forests may help the birds cope with rising temperatures. Jess Burns of Oregon Public Broadcasting and EarthFix explains.
Researcher Han Kyu Kim and his colleagues are developing a new experiment in Oregon's Cascade Mountains. They're seeing if they can catch, tag, and then track the movements of a tiny yellow-headed songbird called the hermit warbler.
These birds are territorial in the breeding grounds. They set up their territories and they fight with each other to defend it.
Armed with this knowledge, a nearly invisible net, a lifelike decoy, and a loop of recorded bird call, the Oregon State University researcher's trap is set.
So when birds fly in, they hit the net and drop down into a pocket and lie down there like a hammock.
And within just a few minutes, the hermit warbler takes the bait.
He's in.
Another win for the decoy.
Learning how the warblers move could help explain how bird species are dealing with rising temperatures and climate change. Matt Betts studies birds at Oregon State.
We have these long-term population monitoring routes across the Northwest, and a surprising number of species are declining. Actually, more than about half of the species that live in forests like this are in decline.
For the hermit warbler, those declines are up to 4% each year. Rising temperatures can shrink where some birds can live and where they can find food. Research by Betts and Sarah Fry found warblers declined in areas with young forests, including those replanted after clear-cut logging. But
in landscapes that had more older forests, their population declines were lowered or even reversed, even though the climate has been warming.
The warblers thrived in areas with old growth. They think the reason is, in part, because these forests are cooler than younger forests, up to 5 degrees cooler, and the hermit warblers use this to their advantage. Now they want to try to prove it, and that's where this new study comes in.
Transmitter 12, frequency 357.
Adam Hadley and Han Kyu Kim moved the trapped hermit warbler's feathers aside to attach a tiny radio tag to its back using non-toxic glue.
It's the eyelash glue.
For gluing fake eyelashes on. It works on people, I guess.
For a month.
It works on the skin of birds, too.
The bird flies away. The next day is the true test. Hadley and the others push into a dense band of trees, armed with receivers that look like old-fashioned TV antennas.
It's going away from us.
We'll try and be as quiet as we can.
They want to compare the bird's movements to temperature data they've been gathering at different levels in the canopy.
Given the differences in temperature across the whole height of a tree, it's possible that when it's warmer, they may be only using the bottom and more shady parts of the trees.
The complex layers and sheer biomass of old growth keeps the temperature low. Hadley waves the antenna through the air, trying to pinpoint the warbler's location.
I'm not getting the strongest signal at the top of the tree. Seems to be a bit stronger in the mid-canopy.
If Hadley, Matt Betts, and the others are able to track the hermit warblers through these forests, they'll get another step closer to understanding how native species might cope with rising temperatures.
Don't see it likely that hermit warblers will have air conditioning anytime soon.
But it looks like old-growth forests could be the next best thing. For NPR News, I'm Jess Burns in Blue River, Oregon.
And that story came from NPR's Energy and Environment team.